Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Cooking Autism, our focus this morning. Our friend April Birch is back with us to talk about cooking autism. April, it's so good to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning. It's so great to be back. I always love being here with you, Ted.
We have all kinds of information to get to and all kinds of just really good information. Even before the pandemic, what you did, April, was so meaningful. But as we go along this morning, we'll talk about a lot of this. I think that... You have really helped a lot of families, and you continue to offer families hope with what you do. For people who don't know, give a little summary of what Cooking Autism does.
Sure, yes. So Cooking Autism is a nonprofit in the Rappahannock area. And what we do is we provide important life skills programs to our community members with neurological challenges. So autism, ADHD, so on and so forth. And how we do that, how we provide these life skills programs is by utilizing a cooking program that helps us to really hone in on each individual need of each person. So it's really fantastic. It was designed by a handful of amazing licensed educators, special educators, and they have really done a fantastic job over the many, many years of doing this to really be able to focus in on each child. Even though it's in a group of 8 children, they can focus in on the needs of each child and really help build a strong foundation of life skills so that each child can build from that and gain confidence in themselves and really utilize or really use these programs to help them really be the very best that they can be and just give them the opportunity to grow.
Well, and it's so important because it gives them the self-confidence mm-hmm. and it gives them it opens up, I think, to both kids and the families. Just you're unlocking a lot of things. I know, and that you talk about a lot of that with on various Facebook posts about things that are unblocked in your own family.
Oh yes. So speaking of my own family, yesterday. So for a few months now, both of my children have autism, and my youngest son, his name is Daniel, and he has been hyper focuses on things, and one of the things he's been hyper focused on is chili peppers. So yesterday or 2 days ago was his birthday, and we promised him that he could make his own special hot sauce. So we did what we would do in the program. We went to the grocery store and we bought, we let him pick out the different ingredients for his hot sauce, which included, I think, 4 or 5 different types of chili peppers. We brought it home. We washed them. We cut them. We cooked them. And we let him bottle his own hot sauce. And just getting into the kitchen and using these skills and honing in on what he wants and letting him advocate for himself and letting him gain confidence in himself. All of these things are things we do in the classroom, but it was really cool to be able to take it home and see him build and grow from these programs at our house. And he was so excited, and he cannot wait to go to school today and tell all of his teachers about his homemade hot sauce.
Well, what seems to happen, April, is the kids gain the confidence to do these things at school. They take them home, and I think families and you know parents and siblings see the change, and they're willing to make some to go out and try some things. And it really is one of these win-win kind of things.
Yes, because they're not only are they the teachers teaching that at inside of the classrooms, there really is a lot of collaboration with parents and families at home. But it's so neat to see that the individual that is taking the program is gaining that confidence and those skills and really being able to start advocating for themselves, no matter what that looks like, whether it's verbal or nonverbal, using pictures, that sort of thing. There's a lot of communication, and to be able to advocate for oneself, that unlocks so much inside of a family when your child can say, I don't want this, I do want that, I don't like this, or I'm scared of that, or hey, let's try this. That sort of communication where somebody can speak for themselves, whether it be verbally or non-verbally, that's huge. And that alleviates so much stress and so much anxiety off of other family members, not only for that person that is participating, but for the family members as well. So you're just building a stronger and stronger relationship inside of the family structure when they're able to come home and utilize the, you know, bring their program home with them. It's fantastic. All the way around, it's just a win-win. Everybody wins. The family wins. The person wins. The community wins.
Yeah.
It trickles down. It's like a big wave effect. It trickles out. So everybody in the community wins when somebody gets to participate.
And what's exciting about this, April Birch was Cooking Autism here at News Talk 1230 WFVA. Which was really exciting, April, is the fact this started out in some classrooms in Stafford and was very successful. But the fact that it has been able to now to expand all across the community, and we're going to talk about it's expanding even further than just this community. But that in itself is really exciting, because this could have been just a Stafford County program, but yeah, it's not. And you think about the families in all the region and now all around the country that are being exposed to this.
Yeah. When we first started Cooking Autism, we thought, okay, we'd like to supply 5 life skills programs inside Stafford. So I approached Stafford County Public Schools. There's an amazing team of special education administration I sat down with, and we had this conversation, and they said, how many programs do you think that you can help out with? And I said, well, I'd really like to try hard, and I was going to push really hard for 5. And one of the program directors over there said, well, you better hold on, because you're going to get a lot more interest than just 5 classrooms. And I said, oh man. So what we saw was as we started with Stafford and it grew, and as more people needed the program, as the need was out there, our community members came in and helped us fill that gap and that need that we needed. And so we went from Stafford to Fredericksburg City to Spotsylvania, Caroline County, and now we are in King George, and we've been able to help a few schools in Maryland, and a school in West Virginia, a school in Georgia, and now we are reaching into Florida.
Florida.
That this is very exciting news. Cooking Autism is now starting there. We are starting our second chapter, and our second chapter will be starting in Florida. Florida has such a huge, humongous need in the area for life skills programs, and it's just something that is not available yet. So we are very excited to announce that we are starting our second chapter in Florida.
Where in Florida?
We are talking about the Space Coast area and the Central Orlando area. So there's about 3 or 4 counties in that area that we are beginning with. And we're going to build there and move our way out from there as well, just like we're doing here in the Rappahannock.
Can you believe it?
It's amazing. It's so good. It's so amazing. And it just goes to show you that this is a new type of program, and that it's something that we've been missing for so many years, but we didn't know we were missing it. So it's exciting, because that means our kiddos here in the Rappahannock, we will continue to grow and continue to support and continue to make the very best for our community here. And then also at the same time, we will be training a team in Florida so that they can do the same there. So little by little, it's amazing to see the need in our country, but little by little, our country is embracing Cooking Autism, and they're ready for us to help build.
It's interesting that, I mean, you were the one who, and we've told your story before about how you won the car with B101.5. You know, didn't you wanted, you gave the car back just to get out to see if Tim Pohanka would could make a donation. He made a very generous donation, and things have just gone from there. And it's so interesting. I mean, you're a great example. You and your husband are of one person, a family, can make a difference. A family can get a vision, and because this program meant a lot to you, you saw what it meant, and you wanted to see it not go away, and now look how it is growing. I mean, it's just, you get goosebumps.
I just love that story that our teachers had been doing this program for years, and my son was in that program, and I got to volunteer one day as they were doing this life skills program. It was amazing. I think they were doing strawberry shortcake that day, and I overheard one teacher say to the other that they were running out of funds, and that sparked a series of amazing events, including winning a car and returning it back to the dealership so that they could give a donation to start cooking autism. It's just been a humongous, amazing, wonderful story. And now here we are, from what was to support one classroom, now we are supporting over 700 children in the area this year. And then next year, it's going to be even more. We are learning every single day how there is so much more that we can give and do in the area. And it's just fantastic. I love seeing this area grow and be able to utilize these type of programs to really strengthen our community. It's fantastic.
Because so many people need it. And again, it really is an example of even if this is just your one idea, it can grow. It can grow.
It has, and it's been really amazing to watch. And I got to tell you, Ted, I've learned so much, things that I didn't know this community has helped teach me, not just about a business, but about autism, about neurodiversity, about ADHD, things that I never knew. And being a mom with two children with ADHD and autism, I'm learning every single day. So I'm very, very blessed to be a part of this amazing event, and that I am learning so much, and so is our group of amazing educators. You guys teach me so much, but it's so exciting. It's very exciting to see what is moving and growing in the area.
Lots more to talk about with April Birch and Cooking Autism, cookingautism.org. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
April Birch in this morning with Cooking Autism, cookingautism.org. April, you were the Cooking Autism, one of four groups that the car raffle was last week, which was an exciting thing. And all four groups, because of the number of tickets sold and all, really were able to walk out and get some significant money to continue your work.
So Tim Pohanka from Pohanka Nissan, the same gentleman that I won a car from almost 4 years ago, he partnered with the B101.5, your sister station, and the Rappahannock YMCA. So the three partnered together to raffle off a Nissan Kicks. It's this beautiful blue, amazing, beautiful car. So they worked together to raffle off this car, and it benefited Cooking Autism, the Rappahannock YMCA, G3 Community Services, and Micah Ministries. So four amazing nonprofits were able to benefit by raffling off this car. And our community really rose really quickly to be able to buy tickets to do this. So all four nonprofits were able to take home a good amount of money so that we could continue to support each one of our nonprofits to continue our mission. It was so fantastic, and it was just so surreal to be able to be a part of to be on the other side of a car giveaway. Not to be on the receiving side, but kind of the giving side of a car giveaway. It was fantastic.
It was a great event, and just the fact that the four of you were able to get you're going to be able to continue your work in big ways.
Yes, yes. And it was really, I never have worked so closely with other nonprofits, but it was really nice to be able to team up together, to collaborate together, and to really see what each nonprofit was their plan is to do with their receiving money. It is really, really great, and we're just so thankful to be a part of that and to be given that opportunity. And hopefully, crossing our fingers, we're going to do it again next year.
That's exciting.
Yes,
that's
so exciting.
It continues on, and these are the kind of things that you keep doing them, and they get even bigger and bigger.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And we found out at the very end, after the giveaway, initially the four nonprofits were going to put money together to buy the car, but we found out at the very end, after the drawing, that Tim Bohanka ended up donating the car to all of us. So. We never had to take that money out of our programs in order to pay for it. So it's so big. And then the winner himself, his name is Anthony. He is a local Fredericksburg person, and he is also an author. He writes children's books, and we didn't realize this until after he had won. He actually came to my son's school and read his book to our second grade classrooms.
Huh.
Fredericksburg is so big, but so small at the same time.
Those kind of things happen.
Yeah.
A couple of things big going on. The scholarship applications have opened up for teachers.
Yes.
And this is a pretty big deal.
This is one of my favorite things to do. Once a year, actually, I believe we did it twice last year, but once a year, we try to give out a scholarship. So what it's for is for people who are working towards their special education degree. And we accept applications from around the area. We have a team of people that review them and look over them. But upcoming teachers get to receive a scholarship, and this year it's for $1,500, and that $1,500 can go a long way. But we get so excited, and our community gets excited to be able to help us build that support so that we can give away a scholarship. And it's super important, especially right now, because we are losing teachers pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could help build that excitement, our community, our kiddos, we really need special education teachers. They're very hard to find because people don't know how rewarding that job is. So we are very excited to be able to help kind of gain excitement for a special education teacher. So by providing a scholarship, we will certainly do that. Support you as you're supporting our kiddos.
The deadline is May 1st.
That's correct. It's coming up.
So you need to jump on that.
Yes, yes. And you can find that information on cookingautism.org under our About page. If you scroll down, there's going to be a scholarship link. You'll click on that, and it will tell you everything you need to know about how to apply. And it's a very quick application. It's not drawn out, mm-hmm. but it's a very quick application on how to apply for the scholarship.
Now, I remember a few years ago when Cooking Autism was really starting to grow,
mm-hmm.
and how excited you all were.
Yeah.
I think it was like a teacher in Caroline or Spotsylvania or somewhere.
It was that we had one in Spotsylvania, we had one in Caroline, and then we had one in Stafford last year. So we've been all over the place. Maybe this time it'll be in King George,
yeah.
or who knows? Who knows? Well, they'll be. It's so exciting. Everybody, we've had such a great response from the teachers in the area about it.
So again, it is May 1st. Go to cookingautism.org,
that's
and
correct.
That is the that's the deadline. You're involved and got a grant from the Community Foundation.
Oh my goodness! So I've got to say, the Community Foundation has been fantastic over the last few years. We even received during the midst of the pandemic, we received an emergency fund from them to continue to help with autism.
Mm-hmm.
But this specific grant, it's the Ann Felder Fund grant, and it is geared towards building up the community with intellectual or neurological disabilities. So what we received this grant for, which is super exciting, is that we are doing a summer program. And what that is we are going to be using not only just cooking skills, but we're going to be using gardening and learning about farming and that sort of those sort of skills to be able to really hone in our life skills and to provide, once again, some foundational skills to learn how to become more independent and more confident. So we're going to be using gardening. We're going to be taking field trips using food to plate sort of activities. It is going to be extremely exciting. So we have the funds because of this program to be able to support 18 classrooms or 18 programs over the summer. And we're super excited. So we are excited to show you pictures and put everything up online. It's going to be so great. We are just so thankful for that opportunity because without the Ann Felder Fund, we would not have been able to do that.
More coming up. April Birch here with Cooking Autism. The website is cookingautism.org. There's also a Facebook page you can follow all of this on. And we will continue with April when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA coming up on 8:30 this morning.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Missed an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
April Birch here this morning with Cooking Autism. Cookingautism.org is the website as we have. So many exciting things going on, April. That's the thing.
I feel like we always have great, amazing things happening. There's never a dull moment. But you know what? It's fantastic to be that way. There is exciting, exciting stuff coming up.
There are. Speaking of which, you're offering some free enrichment classes for the community.
Yes, we have a bunch of online events, one of which is our American Sign Language class. We do sensory craft nights. We have we do enrichment classes on our website so that people who can't get in touch with people face-to-face, that they have these opportunities. So it's not only just enrichment, we're learning fun things, we also do a little bit of socialization as well. So that we always like to build that component because that's a hard, hard skill for our autism community to really hone in on is socialization. So we let those enrichment classes kind of double duty there with socialization as well. But yes, we love it. So we have ASL, we have sensory, we have cooking, we have craft nights, we have gaming nights. It's kind of a little bit for everybody sort of thing.
Well, in spite of the pandemic and all, you have been able to continue. I look at these things and we talk about these programs, and I think a lot of these are new programs or
yes.
programs that have even expanded even more with the pandemic.
Yeah, we did not know what we didn't know. So with this pandemic hitting, we didn't realize that there was a need that we didn't see yet.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have learned how we can still reach our community members electronically. And it's been fantastic. We've learned so much, and we've been able to offer these programs that we couldn't do before the pandemic. So having more of a inclusive hone in life skills over the internet, we can do that. We can do those things, and it is possible. We have those resources now. So now we can reach not only just a couple of kids in the classrooms or at a restaurant. Now we can reach people all across the Rappahannock area by just providing a life skill program.
I don't know if there's ever any way, April, to find out that you can even judge from this, but I just think of just the hope that you have provided a lot of families, because there really is, when a lot of times when this is diagnosed, of what in the world are we looking at?
Yes.
And you just look at a program like this in the area, and you all of a sudden discover you're not alone, and all of these things that you just think, we're the only ones dealing with this. How lonely is that?
Yeah. When my son was diagnosed, my youngest son, he was diagnosed at about 2.5, 3 years old. I went into a tailspin. I didn't know where to go, what to do. I had never dealt with autism before. I didn't really know mm-hmm. anything about autism, other than what the movies kind of show you that it is. But it was hard. It was very hard because I thought, man, I'm alone, and how do I deal with this? But I'll tell you, there is a lot of support in the area, a lot more that people don't realize and see. Our community around here, especially the Rappahannock area, is rich with amazing people that are just wanting to help. So parents that are just getting a diagnosis for their child, or even adults that are just now getting that diagnosed as adults, there are many, many, many support groups. But Cooking Autism, it's exciting because I get emails and text messages and messengers from Facebook of parents who are just now starting to reach out because their child is recently diagnosed, or they think maybe how can they go about getting testing, that sort of thing. And Cooking Autism has really had a good relationship with the community members to be able to help. If we don't know the answer, we're going to help point you in the direction that maybe somebody that can, including going to maybe VCU or to a couple of other great nonprofits in the area that can support autistic community members. So it has been extremely exciting. And to be able to offer these enrichment programs, it's just one more way for us to help build our community and to help build up our parents in the area so that they can have a little more confidence in their own parenting abilities as well. So, yes, it's very, very exciting. We love to be able to support not only our autistic community, but the families as well.
Well, and I know for you in the early days of this, I would see things that years ago when you would just write on Facebook just about foods.
Yeah,
that seems to be a big deal. And I mean, for your family, it actually became something that was kind of fun to see how things were evolving.
So I love the way Andrea is one of our board members, and I love the way that she puts it is food is exciting. It can be very scary for our autistic community, some autistic community members, because if you think about food, the children with autism can be very rigid because unexpected things are hard to deal with. They're kind of scary. Mm-hmm. So if you think about a Cheez-It, no matter what, always tastes like a Cheez-It. Applesauce, no matter what, always tastes like applesauce. McDonald's French fry, which seems to be the loved French fry in my household, always tastes like McDonald's French fries. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to food, there is a lot of sensory components involved. You've got all of the smelling and the tasting and the look, the touch, everything. There's a lot of components. So so when you're dealing with food, it can become extremely overwhelming and scary to our autistic community members. So we have seen by really getting into the program, getting our hands into food, that it really lessens some of that unknown, and it helps to unlock and open up some good healthy practices, and it really lessens that anxiety with food. Now, it takes time. It's not something that happens overnight, but the more you can get a child into the kitchen where they can touch food and smell food and look at food and ask questions, the more that it helps open up the possibilities for food.
Well, and just the whole thing about asking questions.
Yes.
I think that is a huge component of what Cooking Autism can do, because whether it's you or whether it's some teachers or others involved in the group, it's just those asking questions.
Yes. So when my son was picking out his peppers, he was not asking me questions about how to make his his pepper sauce, his hot sauce, and he was asking me the Scoville units of this pepper and what this pepper, how hot this would pepper would be and the acidity of this pepper. Mm-hmm. And these are things that I certainly did not know offhand.
Yeah.
But we looked it up together. We built that confidence in him to where we could be able to do this. So asking questions is important. And Danny is amazing. He started off developmentally not being able to speak. So we've learned how he had to build that skill of being able to ask questions. That's not something that just comes easily for him or to a lot of autistic community members, to be able to reach out and ask questions. So that's something that he had to learn. But it's that at being able to advocate for oneself and asking questions, that's a huge life skill to learn. And that's one of the things that Cooking Autism is able to focus in on.
So talk to me about respite and refresh days.
Oh, I love this so much. So as a mom, I have to backtrack for a second. As a mom, when my kiddos first got diagnosed, it became so overwhelming because it was I didn't know how to be able to properly and lovingly parent my kiddo, and what the right directions were, and is this okay or is this not okay? So it became so overwhelming that I began to become very tired, and I needed a break, and I didn't know how to ask for help. So what Cooking Autism is doing, we are opening up a nomination for a community member that needs a day of respite, or a day of relaxation, a day of pampering, where you can take care of yourself, and just to have a day to refresh. So we opened up an application. All you need to do is email april@cookingautism.org with somebody that you nominate that could use a day of getting a massage, getting a facial done at a spa, getting a day to go enjoy a lazy day at Lake Anna, a trip on a boat with me, just a nice day to refresh. And it's so exciting. I'm so excited to offer that. But all you have to do is go to april@cookingautism.org and nominate your loved one, because they deserve a day of care, of pampering. It's exciting because I know that I needed those. So we are very excited to offer that to our community members as well, just to help build our community, our parents, our caregivers in the community.
See, that's what I meant, and I didn't even know about this. About, you know, it's just it's those little things, just those little tiny things sometimes that those of us who aren't in this community or world would think about.
Yeah, and it's parenting is hard in general.
Right.
It's very hard. Everybody
Certainly.
Needs a break. But we find that in our special needs community, the parents take even less time for themselves because it's harder to ask for help.
Yeah.
It's harder to find a babysitter that doesn't mind coming into your household and taking care of somebody with special needs. It's harder to find family members, believe it or not, to come over and help. So, and we get that. We understand that. So to be able to offer a day of respite, we feel that is huge. And we're so thankful to be able to do that, because we think every parent deserves at least a couple hours of a break. And it's okay to ask for help. So that's what we're here for. Just a little bit of help goes a long way.
That's an interesting topic there. Just to, we could even do another show on just the fact about just babysitters.
Oh yeah,
it's not quite as easy just to say, can you know, we just need a babysitter for a couple of hours.
Right. Well, you have two things happening at this time. You have a babysitter who is either unequipped, doesn't know how to handle the specialty, mm-hmm. the need of that child, or what's even more is that people are scared of what they don't know. So if you say my child has autism and ADHD, you might get a babysitter that says, I'm sorry, I'm not able to do that, because it's scary to not know what that means.
Yeah.
So that's another thing that I like to do, is I like to be able to put information out there about what autism may look like, because it looks different for everybody. But to give that information, to raise awareness, and so that our community members can step up and say, oh, autism? Yeah, no worries. I got that. And then they can come over and help parents and caregivers so that they can take a break. It is extremely hard to find babysitters that can do that, but there are some amazing babysitters out there that can.
Well, I've never told you this story, but in the course of our conversations over the last few years, this was a few years ago, when my wife and I were teaching a Sunday school class it was like first or second grade, and we had a student that was autistic, and I didn't know.
Yeah.
I knew nothing.
You don't know?
Nothing. And I just know in conversations that we had on this show, you all gave me ideas of how to interact and how to do things.
That's good.
And it was just certain things. I would ask you questions that were really questions that I was asking myself, but it did help. And so it took away some of the fear about, I don't know, I can't do that for an hour every Sunday morning.
Yeah. It's, autism sounds scarier than what it really is.
Yeah.
So if we can give a little bit of information, a little bit of hope, a little bit of easing some of that anxiety, then we've built our community. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad that we were able to help in that way. And we do find that I'm still learning. I still learn. I ask questions all the time from parents. What does this look like to you?
Yeah.
Do you have any resources for this? Because I'm still learning. But yes, and I, including me, I get scared of things that I don't know as well. So autism, even though we've known about autism for years, I feel like over the last 5 or 10 years, we're really starting to really learn. And our community, we're spreading that information to our community. So our community is still learning as well. But yes, you just don't know things are, and it's a natural human reaction to be scared of things that you just don't know about.
Yeah.
So if we can raise awareness, then everybody, it's a win-win-win for everybody.
You did it with me.
Yeah, thanks, Ted.
cookingautism.org, cookingautism.org. April Birch here. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
It is April Birch in this morning with Cooking Autism, cookingautism.org. April, I told you before we got started, how many ounces is that water there you've got?
I think it's a 1.5 liters.
1.5 liters, okay.
Yeah.
Whew. But you're the second person now in the past two or three shows that have come in with that kind of water.
And it's important.
And I know I don't get enough water or enough sleep. And I know now that this is something's being said to me about drink more water,
Ted. Drink more water.
And you tell me you drink two of those.
Yeah, well, yes, I drink about 3 liters a day.
Wow. All right. This little mug I have here, the little coffee cup from City Police. I get through that in the course of a week on this show. So I'm shaking my finger at you.
That's not enough.
It's not enough. Hey, before we get out of here, there are a number of things going on that the community is doing. And I'll let you kind of run through those real quick, because we don't have much time. But I know that there are a couple things you wanted to mention.
So real quickly, Alive by Design Chiropractic is doing a Autism Awareness Month, because we're right in the middle of Autism Awareness Month. For every new patient, they are giving the proceeds to Cooking Autism, which is fantastic. August 21st, there is the 4th annual Adventure Brewing Car Show, and all proceeds this year go to Cooking Autism. And last year, there was over 115 cars, so we hope that you guys will join us there. And then, of course, the biggest event of our year is October 16th at Old Mill Park. It is the Race Towards Autism Acceptance and Free Family Festival, and that is our biggest fundraiser of the year, and we are so excited about that. We have amazing sponsors this year, including Paragon Autism Services. And we are so excited. That is our favorite event to do all year long, and we're excited to be to be able to do that again this year.
You put so much effort into it. It was going to be last spring.
Yes.
And then it got moved to the fall. And it was a great day.
Yes.
It was just a great day.
This is the second year in a row that it has. We've had to move the event because of rising COVID levels. But we are now on the downslope. So we are excited because we are ready to enjoy an outdoor socially distanced activity where we can enjoy fun and really celebrate our autistic community.
Yeah.
Yay.
And before we get out of here and just about a minute and a half or so to go, again, we talked about the scholarship applications for teachers. The deadline is May 1st.
May 1st.
And this is a big deal.
Yeah, so tell your teachers, tell your buddies, tell your neighbors, come apply. The application takes maybe 5 minutes, and somebody in the area will be able to get $1,500 towards their special education degree. So we want to help you. Help us help you. Thank you so much. But yes, May 1st is the last day for the application.
And if you know if you know that your teacher, you're happy with your teacher and know that your teacher could use something like this.
Yeah, please spread the word.
Put a little bug in their ear.
Yeah, cookingautism.org on the about page. Yes, please. We would love to help. It's one of our favorite things to do.
So many things going on. And again, you can go to cookingautism.org. There's a donate button there. If this is something that you want to become part of helping, you just look at what you're doing. And we've just scratched the surface on all the things that you're doing, April.
Yeah, there is so much information on the website, including some videos on how to to teach and cook in our community. So we have a bunch of information out there, and we have a bunch of ways to be able to volunteer as well at cookingautism.org.
I liked when everything started shutting down last year, you all looked at this and just thought, we can't.
Yeah, we can't.
And we got to figure out a way, and you did figure out a way.
Yeah, we sure, that was the thing. Our community members needed us even more. It was even more important to be able to provide life skills in the middle of a pandemic for their safety and for their emotional support. We needed to rise up. And we did, and you can find a lot of that still to this day on cookingautism.org.
Great stuff. And again, thanks for what you do. There's a lot of work into this. As enthusiastic and upbeat as you always are when we do these shows. You all pour yourselves into it. And thank you.
We really do appreciate it. And we thank you for inviting us back out here talking about our community.
Oh, it's funny. You got Crocs on today. Why would I? You always would be welcome when you wear Crocs. cookingautism.org. April Bircher. April, thank you. We'll see you soon. Thanks.
Thank you, Ted.
That is it. Have a great day. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.